Welcome to Oncology Buddies, your platform for cancer care. Oncology Buddies informs and inspires all those who have or are affected by cancer.
Circumcision lowers risk of cervical cancer by Dr. Kumbulani Moyo. This episode is brought to you by Word for Word Media, publishers of Oncology Buddies and Buddies for Life in the interest of education, awareness, and support. Dr. Kumbulani Moyo advocates why men should circumcise to lower the risk of their female partners developing cervical cancer. Cervical cancer is the second most common cancer in women in South Africa, with 16 South African women dying from cervical cancer every day. The most common cause is the human papillomavirus, HPV. HPV is transmitted by skin-to-skin contact, and the most common way is through sexual intercourse, vaginal, anal, or oral sex, with someone who has HPV. HPV infection with high-risk types are strongly associated with cancer of the genital tract, which include the vulva, vagina, cervix, and anus. These types, particularly types 16 and 18, are known to cause at least 70% of cancers that occur in these parts of the body. The good news is that male circumcision is medically proven to reduce the spread of HIV, sexually transmitted infections, and HPV by up to 60%. National Male Voluntary Circumcision Program. As part of Right to Care's National Male Voluntary Circumcision Program, we ask men to consider circumcision as one of the single biggest ways to not only protect their health, but to protect the health of their female partners by preventing South Africa's high rates of cervical cancer. While almost all sexually active people will be infected with HPV at some point in their lives, usually without symptoms, in most cases the immune system clears HPV from the body. However, it's the persistent infection of the cervix with high-risk HPV, if left untreated, that causes 95% of cervical cancers. The role of male circumcision in HPV. A systematic review of 81 published studies and abstracts proves that male circumcision is a powerful tool to reduce women's risk of cervical cancer. It provides strong evidence that having circumcised male partners substantially reduces women's risk of HPV infection and lowers the risk of cervical cancer. What men can expect when going for circumcision? Medical circumcision is performed under local anesthetic and takes only 30 minutes. Besides the anesthetic injection before the procedure, there is very little pain. Your healthcare professional will tell you everything you need to know, including how to care for your wound. Many men worry about the effect a circumcision may have on their sex life, but when performed in a medical facility and under sterile conditions, circumcision has no adverse effects on sexual function or pleasure. In addition to encouraging men to circumcise, we also urge women to screen for cervical cancer with a pap smear or HPV test. We also encourage parents to allow their young daughters to get the HPV vaccination. About Right to Care. Right to Care is a non-profit organization that supports and delivers prevention, care, and treatment services for HIV and TB. It's funded by the Centers for Disease Control through PEPFAR South Africa and has performed over 1.5 million safe circumcisions since 2012. On behalf of the Department of Health, it provides circumcisions in 350 health facilities across 27 districts in 8 provinces. To find out more about free medical circumcision or to make an appointment, call or send me a please call me to the Right to Care Circumcision Call Center on 082-808-6152. You can also find Right to Care on Facebook.